Okay, so first let's talk Skarner. Now, Skarner is a Brakkern. And think of the Brakkerns, they're just scorpions, a bunch of scorpion people, okay? Like the Anubarak in World of Warcraft from the spider people, except they're scorpion people. Keep that
scorpion
in mind.
People. Okay.
Yeah. So the old lore for Skarner was that he was a Brakkern, and the Brakkern would store their memories and like their life essence into these crystals. And whenever a Brakkern would die, like the crystal would be left behind. And then a new Brakkern would be born, and they'd go and find these crystals. And the crystals would almost merge with them. And they would become, you know, like this. They'd have all the memories of their past generations and all like the fighting abilities. So they basically keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger because of these crystals as they would age.
That's really cool. New,
yeah. So they kind of would be, dying, but they'd kind of live forever too at the same time. And
yeah.
And Skarner's obviously like, he's a League of Legends champion, so he's a special snowflake. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's a champion, so he has to be a special snowflake.
Me personally, I think NPCs can totally be special snowflakes. That's perfectly fine, as long as they totally overpower us.
Exactly.
Players.
He was definitely there. Like, Skarner spent years looking for his crystal, and he ended up finding, you know, the bestest crystal of them all, and it made him super powerful. And it took him a while, but he binded with the crystal. And then, not long after that, the Rune Wars happened. And the Brakkern were like, well, humans are stupid. We're going to go hibernate until they all kill themselves, and then we'll just come back up. So we're going to give them some time to wipe themselves out. But
wow, I really like that just waited out strategy of, they're idiots.
Yeah.
We'll win by doing absolutely nothing because they're going to kill themselves.
That was the plan. Didn't go as planned, right? Because we're like ants. We don't really stop. But Skarner was he was one of the strongest, right? And so they all kind of went to sleep and slumbered, and Skarner was one of the last ones to go to sleep, and he was like near the top, near the surface. He eventually awakens to an explosion, and it turns out there's a band of robbers who found their cave, and they were cutting the life stones from the different Brakkern. And keep in mind, so the Brakkern were like, they almost were in a stasis, right? They're kind of like in a coma. They couldn't just wake up whenever they wanted, but they were awake, so they felt the pain. And Skarner was kind of waking up, and he was hearing the screams of the other Brakkern as they were ripping off their life stones. Skarner eventually awakens and destroys these bands of robbers. And he, you know, awakes, all the crystals are stolen. Some of them are completely dead. Some of the Brakkern are completely dead. And some of the ones that do awaken, when a Brakkern doesn't have its stone, they pretty much die. And so the ones that had their stone stolen that did awaken died shortly after.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so he ends up hearing a crystal. He goes to this village, kills all of them, takes some of the crystals, and goes back home. That's kind of the end of, that's where Skarner's lore pretty much stops. He's like trying to get the crystals back, and half of his people are dead because humans see shiny.
Wow, okay. That's, I mean, pretty straightforward and to the point. Also very, like, wow, that was powerful for how short it was.
It was pretty good lore. The problem that it had to do with Hextech, and I think that's why they kind of took it out of there, is because, like, he got tied into Hextech, and that was, like, the Hextech crystals kind of thing, eventually.
Oh. So let's hear how they changed it then. You're saying they removed Hextech from the equation?
Yeah. So they didn't just remove Hextech from the equation. They completely nuked him and completely redid. Yeah, he's not even close to like the same guy anymore. So the new lore for Skarn... Yeah, not even close. So the new... They moved him. He's not even in Shurima anymore. The guy's in Ishtar. Okay?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah, and so Skarner... was basically, he's a part of this group. I can get their exact name for you. He was a part of a group of different, like, Opalhin, which is like a Brakkern clan. And they're all progeny of this broodmother Nishali. And he's one of those progeny. And they basically live under Ishtal. And the thing about Skarner is he has these feelings, like he can, I'll just go through the kind of the lore high level really quick. So he was on top of the broodmother. all of his brethren left, but he ended up studying the Broodmother because he's kind of a curious scorpion. And he's studying her and he's figuring out stuff. And then eventually he starts learning how to like feel the vibrations of the land, because all of the Brackern kind of have this elemental sense. Not all of them use them. They're pretty strong as is. They're huge. But they also have an elemental sense, and he's feeling vibrations in the land. And they starts feeling these newcomers. And this is actually the westward diaspora, which is where everyone kind of leaves Ionia, because Ionia is the first lands, right? And so everyone's leaving Ionia and going to different places. This is where Helia comes, the Blessed Isles. Though that's during that time. Oh, the Buhru people from Bilgewater, they settled during that time, and including people settling in Ishtal. Now, these people have no idea what's beneath them, that this whole clan of Brackern are under them. But Opal Han, his mother, does not trust the newcomers. But Skarner is like a really curious one of these. And he's like, he wants to study them. And he's looking at the humans and he's like, he's interested in them, but he also thinks they're crazy because they're like born, toil, and die very quickly. And he's like, the Brackern, we live forever. But he's like, wow, they do a lot in this short existence, like these short lives. And then a Mach Slide's about to destroy the burgeoning society that's getting formed. And he jumps in. He's like, okay, I'm going to save these people. So he emerges from the surface, first time they ever see anything like him, and he protects them. Destroys the Rock Slide using his like elemental magic that he has.
Wow, and very cool of him.
Yeah, and he starts getting close to the Ishtali people. He starts liking them. He's like, yeah, you know, we're cool. He starts hanging out with them more than even his own brethren. And so he helps them actually form, you know how the Ishtali have like the Axiomata?
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the different elemental disciplines. He helped them establish that. He basically helped them establish the where like all the elemental power from the Runeterra kind of combines. He helped them establish a home, like a building on top of that. I forgot what it's called. Anyways, he helps them establish all of that with the Axiomata and stuff. And even more important than that, he establishes the Yuntal. Now the Yuntal are the ruling class in Shurima, or in Ishtal. They're like the leaders, they control everything. And the thing about the Yuntal is you cannot be voted into the Yuntal unless it's unanimous. Every single person needs to agree. And he's the one who started the Yuntal, and he's the one who established who can be in it and who can't. And so basically he's had a say in everything from Ishtal from the very beginning.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. They just
now.
All right.
It keeps going. So he's the king right now. He helps them form the Yuntal. He helps them, you know, discover elemental magic and all this stuff. Now, outside of Ishtal, the Shuriman Empire is pretty much just like falling apart. It's not falling apart. The Shuriman Empire is looking to Ishtal for allies. That's what happens. So Shurima is looking to Ishtal for allies. And Skarner's pretty vocal that he thinks that they shouldn't ally with Shurima and they should just stay to themselves. But the Yuntal go and join the Shurima, and eventually Akathia rebels. And that's where the Void War starts in Akathia. And basically, the Ishtal helped Shurima. I don't want to go into like the Sun Disk and stuff, but Ishtali mages helped Shurima build the Sun Disk. That's where the alliance really forms. Akathia rebels, and they summon the Void in. Now, think about it this way. Skarner's telling them the whole time, don't involve anyone else, just isolate, stick to ourselves, because humans aren't like, humans are great, but they can, like, we should be more careful, more cautious when venturing out. They venture out and he's like, okay, I've been proven right, but at what cost? Like, so many lives had to die. And then the Shuriman Empire collapses, and eventually Skarner just has like nothing for disgust left for the world outside of their jungle. He thinks like outside of Ishtal is pain and suffering. And
wow,
then
I kind of don't blame him. I'm going to be honest. If that's his only experience with the outside world is Shurima screwing up and, you know, Akathia happening.
To then, summon the void. Humans summon the void.
Yeah, like, oh my, absolute abomination. Did this guy even know about the void before this? Oh, I guess he's been around for a really long time, huh? He was there for the Rune Wars.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's any void remnants in Ishtal, and they pretty much stayed in Ishtal. So I don't know if he knows anything about the void other than that was his first encounter with them.
Wow, okay. That's very interesting. So yeah, he's already like, yeah, outside world, they're summoning some really dark stuff. God knows what, but we're going to stay away from it. And that's a totally fair claim to make.
Yep. And then he sees the Rune Wars too. And don't forget, it's like literally people nuking each other with runes.
Yeah. So, that's like his only other experience with the outside world. So, you know what? I'm starting to feel for Skarner, actually. I think he's right.
He convinces the Yuntel to do it, to isolate, to use their magic, to isolate Ishtal. He's the reason Ishtal is isolated. He's the reason
for Ishtal, period, now. What the?
Yes,
what?
He is Ishtal. He is the whole thing about Ishtal. Yeah.
Was there never an explanation for this stuff before?
No.
Like the elements of Ishtal and the jungle?
No. We just know that the Ishtali people are shrouded in mystery and they don't like anyone outside.
That's insane. So... Yeah. They changed Skarner to give us an entire lore reveal for Ishtal. Entire stinking history of this place.
Yes. But it gets better.
I'm shocked.
Go ahead. It gets better, but go ahead. Say your point.
I mean, I was just going to say I'm very shocked that we knew so little about Ishtal up until now. I thought we knew more about this place. We really know nothing if this is all new.
I'll tell you this. He's a part of one clan. He's one clan. Look how massive this guy is. What kind of world is living inside of Runeterra? Is it like a hollow earth theory? Or is it just a whole world inside of Runeterra? Because that's what it's looking like to me.
Yeah, oh my god, that's the vibe I'm getting. Yeah, this dude's like the size of a mountain, it looks like.
Yeah, he's massive.
He's a giant scorpion. Yeah, he's part of a whole, there's a whole clan of him. You only see one of them.
Yeah, what the heck? Was on his mother's back. So how big is she?
He was on his mother's back at that age? At this size?
No, I don't know if it was at this size. I don't know if he's like grown a lot since then, but still, like, for him to be on his mom's back, and she's still alive, she's probably even bigger than him.
Oh my god. What the heck? Yeah, this is absolutely a...
It's a big reveal.
Yeah. Very big reveal. And a total rewriting of this character. Jeez.
It gets better. So because of the Yuntal... allying with Shurima, he's kind of like lost faith in them. Like, I established you guys and I set you guys up and I'm helping you guys pick who should be a leader, and you failed by allowing yourselves to like get bundled in with Shurima and all this stuff on the outside. So he kind of goes into a little bit of like, not really hiding, but he's more listening. He constructed himself an underground chamber below Ishtal Khan, designed to amplify the vibrational threads across the continent. And so he's hearing everything across Runeterra. And he's hearing Ishtal above, and he's making sure, okay, you know, Ishtal sounds good. It's all working. That's fine. And he continues to listen, but like he starts to kind of not come up as much. He's more just listening to the world. And then deep beneath the dark earth, his paranoia starts to fester. And he's like becoming this, he becomes more secluded, and he ceases like leaving his chamber altogether pretty much. And to Ishtali above, you know, like Skarner kind of becomes a myth. His presence known only to the Yuntal, who travel down there sometimes to confer with him about Ishtal's future. So the Yuntal still know that he exists and they go down there to talk to him. But the people of Ishtal have no idea. They think it's just like, wow, this crazy like myth in the past, who knows? And then now as generational new elemental masters are joining the Yuntal, they're starting to discuss the possibility of rejoining the world. And Skarner hears these whispers and it's like spurring his paranoia even more, because he knows that opening that door will invite pain and suffering and death into Ishtal. And he can only trust himself because he trusted the Yuntal before, and they allied with Shurima and unleashed the void in Akathia. And so he's taking it upon himself that he has to protect the people. He can only depend on himself. And it says at the end of his biography that even if that means becoming the root of their destruction himself, even if he has to destroy most of them, he's going to protect Ishtal.
Wow. Okay. So what I'm hearing is Skarner is no longer Skarner. He is a completely different character now.
Completely.
They essentially made a new character, and then they just Alt-F4'd Skarner.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't even look close
to the
same. Just gave
the name to someone else. Yeah, it doesn't even look the same. The only similarity is that he is a scorpion and that he is named Skarner.